Amen. May be seated. Number 218, Lord, prepare me a sanctuary. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a
I take
for all that I need. I will worship Him. I will worship Him in spirit and in truth. I will worship Him. I will worship Him in spirit and in truth.
Now He's all I need.
He's all I need. He's all I need. Jesus is all I need. He is all I need. He is all I need. Jesus, You're all I need.
Amen. At this time, we'd like to change the order of service to prayer. And we want to go to prayer tonight for Brother Morris Ongren. They've given him about 2 weeks to live. And his platelet count is down, the medicine they're giving him. They don't know if it's going to work or not. They're going to be transferring him to a hospice as soon as they can find a room available. And apparently he's bleeding through his orifices, his mouth, his nose, his ears, and things like that. And so it's quite urgent that we go to our knees and really pray for him. I want to pray for Brother Vail as well, that the Lord would be with him and help him to... for the many needs that he has. And we pray also that we have meetings coming up in December in Peru, and that you would all remember them in prayer, and for the brethren everywhere throughout the world that are striving to live this life according to the gospel that has been given to us. Also, we want to pray for those who aren't here tonight. I guess quite a few are out hunting. And so we want to pray for them that this weather would not inundate them and cause them to get sick. Do we have any other prayer requests? Unspoken? Yeah. All right. We want to pray for Brother Ron's wife and Brother Derek's wife and his kids. And unspoken? Okay. Brother Michael, would you take these requests before the Lord?
I'll be praying for his brother John that he needs your touch. Thank you. allow to change direction. And so that's brothers hunting and then time wisdom to the weather like sky, rain, think that they can be helpful and be that they can be protected.
Amen. Number 225, we're standing on holy ground.
We are standing on holy ground, and I know that there are angels all around. Let us praise Jesus now. We are standing in His presence on holy ground. We are standing on holy ground, and I know that there are angels all around. Let us praise Jesus now. We are standing in His presence on holy ground.
Amen. Let's all stand to our feet and we'll sing the Angel of the Lord's favorite song.
Only believe, only believe, all things are possible, only believe, only believe, only believe, for all things are possible, only believe. Jesus, you're here. Jesus, you're here. All things are possible now that you're here. Jesus, you're here. Jesus, you're here. And all things are possible now that you're here.
Well, good evening, everyone. I'd like to take just a short message tonight and entitled, What is Your Focus? Or What Are We Focusing On? And before we go to prayer, let's open our Bibles to Matthew chapter 6. And for our text tonight, we're going to read from verse 19 through 21. Matthew 6, 19 through 21. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust and doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through or steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Dear gracious Father, we have read these comforting words knowing that it's a matter of focus to us, O God, that where our treasure is, there our hearts will be also. And so, Father, I pray that our hearts would be here tonight with Thee, that our hearts would be in Your presence, knowing that that will be our great treasure. And so, Lord, we just pray that You'd help us to come together to worship Thee tonight in spirit and truth. May the words, Father, bring peace to our ears and to our hearts. And may Your word, Father, bring comfort in this last hour in which many difficult times have come in. And we see on the horizon many things, Lord, which we do not want to remain for. And so, Father, we just pray that You would send back Your prophet. We pray the resurrection would begin. We pray that ministry would take place, that we might be able to come and to listen, to come and partake, and to receive a body change. For we ask it humbly in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. You may be seated. Now, notice, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. That's the key right there. Where your heart is, there your where your treasure is, there your heart will also be. Because watch what he says in the very next verse. He says, the light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. So if our focus is one, he's not talking about a one-eyed person or a cyclops or something like that. He's speaking about our having a focus that is single focus. If our focus is single-minded, if we keep our focus on one thing and one thing only, and that one thing is Him, if we walk in the light as He is in the light, then our light, our understanding, he says, will be great. We'll know the reasons why things happen the way that they do around us, because we know that He has all things under His control, and He is working all things together for the good of those who are the called according to His purpose and those who love Him. In Romans 8, verse 26 to 31, we read, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searches the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he did call, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he has also glorified. What shall we then say of these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? You know, we sing this song, living alone in this old sinful world, hardly a comfort can afford, striving alone to face temptation sore, where could I go but to the Lord? And how alone we would be without Him and without each other in this old world. I guess I know just how Adam must have felt back in the garden, empty without fellowship, empty with no companionship. And that is the whole reason behind the redemption story. Our God and Father alone for an eternity with only a desire to have fellowship with His offspring. And so He established a plan to bring us forth from the very recesses of His mind, because He had a need, a desire for fellowship. And so He thought of you, and He thought of I. He then sent forth His great plan to bring us into His presence, that we might walk with Him and talk with Him. In 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 9 to 10 we read, God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of His dear Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that we all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. He wants us to be of the same mind, and He wants us to be of the same judgment. But how can we, as long as we have not the right focus, which is His focus? In Matthew 6, 19 to 22, we saw the importance of keeping our focus right and on the right things. But let's see what happens when we don't. Let's continue reading. Verse 22, the light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, or single focused, that body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is thy darkness? Now no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold on to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and man. Mammon, same thing. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body more than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much better than they? Just having a single-mindedness is not our outlook. If our outlook, well, just having that single-mindedness, it's in itself, is not what it's all about. It's having it in Him. Our focus must be a right focus. Jesus was talking about treasure, laying up our treasure in heaven, not being focused here on earth. Too much of our thoughts are focused wrong because we are focusing on the things of the world and lay up earthly treasure for what? For rust to corrupt? For the government to take through taxation? We should be focusing on our future home, as Brother Branham preached, of that future home. And as Jesus told us about it in John 14:1-4. He said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may also be. And whither I go, you know, and the way you know. Now that word house was actually translated from a Greek word oikia, which means a place of inhabitants, a household or family. And the word mansion is a Greek word mone, which means a place of abode, or a place which exerts a most blessed influence. So I see that in his Father's family will be many homes, which are so Christ-centered that his very presence will be abiding in each one of them. In John 14:23, Jesus answered and said unto them, if a man loves me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him. And we will come unto him, and we will make our abode with him. The same presence, the same atmosphere in each of these homes. And I believe that this is what we are truly want from the depth of our souls. For as a heart panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. That's what Jesus said. And Jesus, as he hung on the... Or that's what David said. And Jesus, as he hung on the cross, he said, I thirst. Why? Well, the Roman guard thought he thirsted for water. But I don't believe it was water, but God's Spirit he thirsted for God's Spirit had left him. God's presence had left him in Gethsemane, and he longed for and he thirsted after God's divine presence. The atmosphere of God's presence, when the Father entered him at his baptism, he said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And Brother Bram brought to our attention that when the Father said, in whom, he was saying, I am pleased to dwell in him. And that's what Jesus thirsted for. In John 14:16, he says, I will pray the Father, and he will give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. The scripture tells us how this presence of God will come into us, and it will abide with us. In John 15:4, he says, abide in me and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can you except you abide in me. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Therefore, he said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, then ask what you will, and it shall be given. Why? Because then it is no longer you asking, but his word that's abiding in you, asking through you. And look, don't ever forget that he loves you so much that he said that he would make sure that all things would work together for your good. Do you believe that?
Amen.
Then let's pray. Dear gracious Father, we're thankful for your word tonight, realizing, Lord, it was a short, quick work, short, quick sermon. Nevertheless, Father, filled with your scripture, about your tender, loving care and your concern for us. And you have we have a promise, Father, that your Son Jesus said, he that believeth on me, ask what he will in my name. and my Father will give it to him. Help us, Father, to ask not amiss, but ask according to thy word, that we might receive. And as your Son Jesus said, ask abundantly, that your joys might be full. Father, we have one great desire tonight, and that is to be in that resurrection ministry, partaking of it, to be part of it, and to receive our body changes there. For we ask it humbly in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee.
The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and give thee peace, and give thee peace, and give thee peace forever. The Lord be gracious to you. The Lord make his face shine toward you and give thee peace, and give thee peace, and give thee peace.